This plan soon vanished once he contemplated the cost and realized that he had not sufficient funds to get himself to Brighton, let alone to the subcontinent. But some of the practitioners of theosophy were good friends with the Fabians, and so Isaac sought to join their activities, which in turn led to his latest obsession: the radical overthrow of the capitalist order and seizing of the means of production by the proletariat. I did not think for a moment that he had any comprehension of the meaning of dialectic materialism, but what did that matter when a young man is able to submerge the pain of a lost father and leap out of bed every morning to join his comrades as they marched out to save the world? His mother, my dear sister-in-law, Mrs. Kate Whitney, was distressed by his most recent obsession and complained about it whenever she came to visit my wife Mary, nay Morstan, and me. I listened patiently and then tried to reassure her with the wise saying that any man who was not a radical when he was 20 had no heart, and if he was still a radical when he was 40, he had no head. She did not appear to be enamoured with the prospect of waiting for another 20 years for her boy to put away childish things. Such was the state of affairs on a Saturday morning in the spring of 1897.